Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout out. Wesley and Ben from North Carolina are big fans of the show. Thank you for your drawing, Wesley. I think if you two were characters in the show, you'd be orphans who washed up on Dragon Island, and so you were raised by dragons and the protectors, and one day it's discovered that you're actually the children of an evil sorcerer, and you were taken from him and dropped off at Dragon Island to save you from a life of evil, but then your evil sorcerer dad comes to find you, and then things get crazy after that. Thanks for listening, Wesley and Ben. Today's story is a continuation of some older Kid Stories episodes. June helped me write some great series already, one called Lost in the Valley and the other called Back to the Valley. If you haven't already, you may want to go listen to those series to give you some backstory, or don't. It's not necessary. Either way, thanks again to June for some excellent ideas. You're a wonderful storyteller, and I hope you keep coming up with great ideas. Today's story is titled The Battle for Unicorn Kingdom, Part 1. June sat on her bedroom floor playing with her cat Rye when a strange light caught her attention. It was coming from the small mirror on her desk. The light swirled within the glass and soon formed into the face of Old Witch Tubes.
"June, is that you? Can you hear me?"
called out Tubes through the mirror.
"Tubes? How are you doing this?"
June rushed to her desk and picked up the mirror.
"I found a magic mirror. Pretty handy. But listen, we need your help. The Unicorn Kingdom is in trouble," said Tubes.
"The what kingdom?" asked June.
"There aren't any unicorns in the valley." "The Unicorn Kingdom, it's a magical place far beyond the valley. Their power crystals are disappearing, and without them, their entire kingdom will die. We got a message through this same mirror asking for help," explained Tubes.
"But why do you need me?" asked June.
"You're the only one we know who can move between worlds through fairy rings. We don't have any other way to get there without you," said Tubes.
June considered this for a moment. Her last few adventures in the valley had been quite dangerous. She had certainly hoped to never see some of those awful creatures again, especially the soothsayer. But they were all so exciting. And she did make some great friends there. And maybe if she didn't help, then this unicorn kingdom would... well, who knows?
"Okay, I'll help," said June. "What do I need to do?" "Pack a bag and find a fairy ring. I'll see you soon," said Tubes.
Her face disappeared from the mirror, and June was left looking at her own reflection. June grabbed her backpack and began filling it with supplies. She made sure to pack plenty of cat treats for Rye.
"You ready for another adventure, Super Rye?" she asked her cat.
Rye responded by leaping into the backpack and curling up for a nap. June knew exactly where to find a fairy ring. There was one in the woods near her house that she passed by nearly every day. She had been avoiding it since her last adventure, but now she sought it out intentionally. Fairy rings used to be rare for June. She had only seen a few her entire life, until she developed this power to teleport between dimensions through fairy rings. Now she noticed them all over. She found the ring of mushrooms right where she remembered. June took a deep breath and stepped inside. The ground beneath her feet began to glow and sparkle.
"Here we go again," she said, as she and Rye were pulled down into the magical portal.
Bright light forced June to close her eyes tight, and she felt like she was falling. She felt herself spinning through the air until she wasn't. She felt grass on her skin again. She slowly opened her eyes to sunlight. She heard birds chirping and saw trees around her. She sat up and looked around, finding herself right outside the Valley Town Dojo. Rai was already out of her backpack, stretching in the warm sun. "She's here!" called out Bulis from the training area. The ninjas all rushed over to greet June.
"June, thanks for coming," said Tatiana, helping her up. "Tubes told us you were on your way."
"Yeah, of course," said June.
"So what's going on with this unicorn kingdom?"
Old Witch Tubes emerged from the dojo, carrying maps and scrolls.
"Come inside, I'll explain everything."
Inside, Tubes spread the materials across the table.
"The Unicorn Kingdom is home to magical creatures of all kinds, but primarily unicorns. The land is powered by massive crystals that grow from the ground. They absorb energy from the magical suns and provide power to the entire kingdom."
"Magical suns, as in more than one sun?" asked June.
"Yes, the Unicorn Kingdom has three suns, but that's not important right now," said Tubes. "What's important is that the crystals are disappearing. Without them, the kingdom will die. The unicorn sent us this message through my magic mirror just the other day."
Tubes waved her hand over a small mirror on the table, and an image appeared. A beautiful white unicorn with a rainbow-colored mane spoke urgently.
"Please help us. Our crystals vanish more each day. The land grows dark, and our magic weakens. We cannot fight this darkness on our own."
The message then started over, as if it was a recording playing on repeat.
"We can't get to this unicorn kingdom," said Tubes. "You're still the only one we know who can reliably travel between dimensions."
"So what's the plan?" asked June.
"You, me, Tatiana, and Bulis will go to the unicorn kingdom," said Tubes. "But first, we need to gather some supplies."
This was one of the things June was excited about. They made the short trip to Old Witch Tubes's home in the rock fields. She led them inside, into a back room that all seemed way too large to fit inside her house. Old Witch Tubes's potion room was packed with potions and tools and weapons. Shelves and racks were full of tiny glass jars and little cloth pouches, each one filled with something amazing. Glowing swords hung on the walls, and books and scrolls filled bookcases. June scanned the collection of amazing magical things when Bulis and Tatiana grabbed what they needed. June held her backpack open and dropped in some jars of something labeled ninja powder, a glass jar labeled fire hands, and some healing potions and two pouches labeled strength and invisibility. Once they were all geared up, the group walked out into the forest surrounding the Valley Town Dojo, searching for a fairy ring.
"There's one," called out Bulis, pointing to a circle of mushrooms beneath an old oak tree.
"Perfect," said Tubes. "Everyone join hands. We need to enter the ring together."
June held Rai in one arm, while holding hands with Tatiana. The others linked arms in a circle and stepped into the fairy ring. The ground beneath them began to glow, just like before. But this time, the light was different. Instead of white, it was rainbow-colored and sparkled like crystal.
"Here we go," said June, as they all sank into the magical portal.
When they emerged on the other side, June gasped. They stood on a hill, overlooking what should have been the Unicorn Kingdom. But instead of the magical paradise Tubes described, they saw a land in decay. Large, dark swamps had formed where crystal-powered gardens should have been. Massive holes dotted the landscape, empty craters where power crystals once grew. The three suns still shone overhead, but their light seemed dim somehow. Two unicorns approached them. One pure white with a rainbow mane, the other cream-colored, with a silver mane that sparkled even in the weak light.
"I'm Susie, and this is Puff," said the white unicorn. "Thank you for coming so quickly."
"Our kingdom dies more each day," said Puff. "The crystals continue to vanish. We don't know what to do."
The poor unicorns seemed panicked.
"Well, what do you think is happening?" asked June.
"We don't know for sure," said Susie, "but we think it's probably the Night Wizard."
"The Night Wizard?" asked June.
"He's a dark sorcerer who lives in Middle Mountain," explained Susie, gesturing to a massive peak in the center of the kingdom. "He usually keeps to himself, but strange storms brew there lately, and shadows lurk all across the kingdom."
June looked out over the damaged kingdom, then back to her friends.
"Okay, this Night Wizard sounds like a likely suspect, but let's look around and see what clues we can gather before we head straight there to Middle Mountain."
Rye meowed in agreement from her backpack as storm clouds gathered ominously over Middle Mountain. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. You can email all your pictures and shout-out requests to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.